No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wake up! With Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yep, Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 67 degrees. 82 is your high for the day. And you already know what time it is. It is time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag No Leezy Mad. Hashtag N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y-M-A-D on my Instagram page. At No Leezy. N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y. Right now, No Leezy Mad is being brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House. You already know how it goes down. Each and every Friday at the White House. Myself, DJ Butterfinger. Butterfingers, DJ Butterfingers live and direct each and every Friday night, 10 to midnight, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Admission just $2 till 11 o'clock. So come on and join us for another edition of $2 Fridays at the White House. All right. This morning, No Leezy is mad at all these lawmakers across the United States of America. Now, this is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, but this is starting to become more like a communist state because they are dictating not only to just everyday Americans, but especially women, to things that they could do with their body. And now, even here in North Carolina, they're talking about changing the rape law. I don't know if y'all saw this over the weekend, but they was talking about changing the actual consent. Meaning that once you begin to have sex with a person, a woman can no longer, she can't start and then say no.
What?
She cannot withdraw consent. That's what's being proposed on the law book, and that's right here in North Carolina. I am mad on this complete attack on women. I am mad at this.
What is going on, man?
Yeah, you know, from the abortion laws to now this new law being proposed here in North Carolina, called the withdrawal of consent. Like I said, meaning that once you begin to have sex with a female, if she says no, she can't withdraw consent once the actual act of sexual intercourse begins. I think it's the dumbest thing ever. I think it's stupid. And I'm just really appalled about this complete attack on women, like I said. And I guess we got to definitely vote it down. I mean, we got to vote it down. But in Alabama, the law that was passed by the female governor, or proposed by the female governor.
She signed off on it. The people can appeal it. The people can appeal that law to where it actually never goes into effect. But it was passed. I'm talking about the abortion law in Alabama.
In Alabama, yes.
It was passed by 25 old white men.
Mm-hmm.
Who want to have control. We got to get the old white men out of office, point blank, period.
We got to get out here and exercise our right to vote, point blank, period. Not only in our community, but every community. If you got a right to vote, man, vote. Even if you ain't got a right to vote, go try to vote. Because some of these laws being passed are just completely ridiculous.
Not only do we need to get out and vote, we need to know who we're voting for.
Mm. Facts.
We cannot vote because of gender, because of race, or because of political preference. Mm-hmm. We have to do the research, sit down, understand what these people's views are, and also what their job is. We have to be knowledgeable about what the governor does, what the mayor does, what these elected officials, what their job duties are when we get out here and vote.
Here it is, man. This morning, hashtag No Leezy Mad. Hit the hashtag, hashtag N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y-M-A-D on my Instagram page to find out what else I've been mad about. A-W-P-G, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Lil Baby right there with them close friends. And, of course, you know we are broadcasting live from our Planet Fitness studio right here in the Madhouse. And if you want to check out Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone, make sure you log on to power98fm.com to find out how you can do so. All right, y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Turn the music off, Larry.
Ooh,
it's the Worship Wednesday. Hit my music, Larry. Today's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Word is being brought to you by Pastor Real. Why, Shock?
Because we keep it
100.
And today's word is actually the anniversary. And we have an A and B selection today, Larry. Ooh. Amen. Jessica.
Amen.
Larry.
Yes, amen.
From our petty morning choir. Everybody come on, join in with me.
Okay.
Come on, Jessica. You want to do it. I know you do. Yeah, come on. My team is better.
My team, wait, Larry.
Let me do this.
My bad, Pastor.
My team is better. Y'all just say that like that. Say it. My team is better. You think you nice? My team is better. You better think twice. My team is better. I'm talking to the block. My team is better. Yo, block ain't hot. My team is better. See, you won't win today, 'cause the madhouse came to play. Oh, don't you know my team is better on the madhouse?
There's always one person with a tambourine in the black.
Was that, did you get a tambourine app?
I don't know what that was.
My team is better. Don't you know my team is better? The morning madhouse, my team is better. You better shut your mouth. My team is better. I'm talking to the streets. My team is better. Us, you can't beat. My team is better. Our rating so high. My team is better. You can't deny. My team is better. Whole choir, see you won't win today, 'cause the madhouse don't play. Oh, don't you know my team is better on the madhouse, on the madhouse. Go ahead, choir, sing it. My team is better. Talking on the thing. My team is better. We are so nice. My team is better. You better think twice. My team is better. Ain't no other station. My team is better. In the whole nation. My team is better.
It's always one.
Don't go to church. That's the problem, baby.
They don't sing like that. Jehovah's Witness ain't got choir.
They don't do that.
Well, this is the petty choir. My team is better. Ain't nobody better. My team is better. Larry Jensen Burp. My team is better. Shock and Butterfinger. My team is better. I got an Uzi. My team is better. I don't shoot blank. My team is better. We got better rank. My team is better.
And Migos ad-lib.
Mama. My team.
What you tell him at night?
I said my team is better. 'Cause sometimes when you feel a little lonely, listen to the madhouse. Why? 'Cause my team is better. We got two producers named Shark, named Butterfinger. My team is better. You don't have a Jessica on your team, aka the nosy neighbor. My team is better. You got Larry, been doing radio so damn long, you can't get rid of him, 'cause he keep them nimbles, not numbers, but nimbles, keep them up. Why? 'Cause my team is better. You don't have a burpee, don't nobody got no burpee like that in the world. It might be a twin, but they ain't nothing like, 'cause my team is better. Ain't nobody better than the madhouse on Power 98 in the morning from 5:50 to 10 a.m. You gotta keep it locked in. Keep it what, Larry?
Keep locked in.
Keep it what, Jessica? Locked in. Keep it what, Chalk? Locked in, locked in, locked in.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
Pod 98 WPG, good mom, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how we do it about this time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Yep, no living Larry in the morning, Madhouse. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's going on with you, Big Bay?
Big Bay, what's up with it, though?
Man, you know we got to shout out to Team True Blue and you.
appreciate that, man.
I don't know, baby. Appreciate you stepping out there like a soldier.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I was calling to let my nephew Q shine. Today is his 22nd birthday.
IQ, celebrate your birthday, big dog.
Happy birthday, Q. Shine on me,
shine on me. Big dog.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let that light shine on somebody?
I sure do. I need to let that light shine on my son, PJ Smith, out of West Rowan High School, graduating with honors on his way to UNCG this year, voted prom king over the weekend. I am so proud of him.
You better be proud of that, baby.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I wanted to let Culture get...
Okay, yeah, her phone. I don't know what she's doing. Power 98, good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
Yo, what it do? This Project Pat from Moore's, you know. I'm trying to let my boy Alan Jones shine. You know what I'm saying? He doing the big things out there, riding the big boy bikes, you know. My cousin, Big Hurt, he getting them CDs out there. So y'all look for him on the street.
He getting the CDs or CDLs? I don't know. Okay. Pod 98, good morning. Who you want to let shine?
I want to let shine the Culture Giving Tree Academy that's in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's an all-black school that my four-year-old son goes to. I want to give a shout-out to Miss Camille for doing such a wonderful job with my son, and a shout-out to my baby for doing a great week. He's having a great week this week. But thank you guys for doing such a wonderful job with our babies. I appreciate it.
And you know what? Me and Burpee went out to Vance High School on yesterday, man. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, or like a week ago, they had a big fight. And, you know, they showed that all over the news. But yesterday, we went out there and did their decision day. Tell them what happened, Burpee.
Man, listen. It was a party. It was a big party, man. Shout out to all the students who are going to different colleges. And some are even going to the military. And they're going to be going to college while they're in the military. So shout out to all those students over there. Shout out to Miss Pfeiffer over there. That's who hooked it up. She reached out and asked us to come do that, man. Shout out to all the teachers over there and the staff who had something to do with putting that together. DJ Trail coming through, man. It was fun. That was super
Jessica.
Fun. We played Black Smart with them.
I'm so sad that I missed it. I've had it on my calendar for months.
It was fun.
So sad that I missed it.
Over $10 million in scholarship money given to the students in advance. They don't talk about stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to shout out to that whole senior class. And they got a college. She's like the president of college education over there. Mm. I forgot her name. But the one they had on the... Her. Shout out to her because she's the one who prepares those students and get them ready and help them get that scholarship money. $10 million in scholarship money given to that senior class over there, Vance. Hey, salute to them Vance Cougars over there, man. Y'all stand up, be proud, because that's the kind of stuff they don't put on the news, and they need to.
That's big.
And they
be
need
proud
to.
And know that the community is proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. All of those students over there.
That's dope. All right, man, we're going to let y'all shine. Be dope.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Coming up, man, you know the neighbor news. Miss Jessica got a chance for you to win tickets for you to check out the Dancing Dog.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, May 22nd, being brought to you by T-Mobile. You can join Von Yetta this Saturday from 12 until 2 at the T-Mobile store located 3351 Matthew Pinesville Road, Suite 200. For more details, log on to power98fm.com. Eric Holder, the suspected killer of Nipsey Hussle, was indicted on murder charges yesterday. Holder has been charged with one count of murder and possession of a firearm by a felon, and two counts each of attempted murder and assault with a firearm. Holder will appear for a pretrial hearing on June 18th. He is currently being held on $6.5 million bond. If convicted, he could get the maximum life in prison. We are getting more details about the sexual harassment allegations against Jason Mitchell. The actor is being accused of sexually harassing his co-star, Tiffany Boone, who also plays on The Chi with him. Word is Tiffany felt unsafe while filming with him. She even had her fiance come in on the set while she filmed with Mitchell. Tiffany told producers that she no longer would be able to work with Mitchell, and she was released. Mitchell, on the other hand, has been dropped from his talent agency, and he was fired from his lead part on Netflix's new show, Desperados. Mitchell was also investigated in 2016 for assaulting a woman who he slammed to the ground in a Boston hotel. Fatboy SSE is in some hot water. The Instagram comedian and actor was pulled over on Monday night for a traffic violation. He was in the car with two other guys. When cops ran his license, they discovered that it was suspended. Then they found an outstanding bench warrant, which prompted the search of his car, which then led the police to find weed. Fatboy was arrested for one count of possession of weed and bail jumping for the two bench warrants. Cops, to make matters worse, cops also hit him with tickets for failure to observe a signal and driving on a suspended license. Fatboy is actually still in custody. Trey the Truth covered the graduation costs for about 13 seniors at Booker T. Washington High School. The rapper paid $60 for their cap and gown for each student after he heard about some of the students' struggles. He says the main message is that we're not alone and we're proud of them. Sometimes you just need to let people know that you appreciate them. So shout out to Trey the Truth. Happy birthday to Naomi Campbell and Johnny Gill. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
The neighborhood Power 98.
Time to get that Power 98 morning madhouse question of the morning. This morning we talking about gas money. How much is the minimum amount of gas money you want? You supposed to give somebody when they give you a ride? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who.
All right, man, your 740 question of the morning going down like this. So, right, you give somebody a ride, right? And then they say, boy, let me give you some gas money, right? And then they give you the gas money, and it's like $1 or $2. Hold up, partner.
$1 or $2.
A gallon of gas costs more than that. A gallon of gas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, for my car, I put premium in mine. Mine is 331 and up. So if you don't give me at least $3, we got a problem. So is there a minimum amount of gas money you're supposed to give somebody for giving you a ride? Go ahead, Ms. Jessica.
All right. So I think that there's multiple layers to this question. Okay. One, it's the distance. How far are we going? Are we going very far? If we're going very far, I have to give you a little bit more. If we're not going very far, then, you know, I don't have to give you as much. So distance plays a role in it. Also, what plays a role in it is, were you going anyway? Am I just hopping in the car with you because you were going anyway? So say, like, you had to go, you were going to the movies, and I hop in the car with you. Or if I was going into the movies and you hopped in the car with me, I wouldn't expect you to give me gas money because I was already going
But
there.
That ain't the question, though.
Can I finish my answer? I'm getting a ride to the movies. I'm still riding in the car with you, but you were going anyway, so I don't think that you owe them any gas money. Now, if you are taking me to work because I need a ride to work, then I would say at minimum, I have to give you at least $5.
So your minimum is $5.
I have to give you at least $5.
Your minimum is
$5. But it just depends on where I'm going.
All right, Bert, what's your minimum?
Oh, you going to come up off some gas.
No, I'm talking about you. What is your minimum you going to give somebody?
Oh, me? I'll give somebody at least $10, $15.
$10, $15. If I'm going down the street, if I'm going like 3 miles up the street, you gonna give them $10, $15.
So your minimum, how much gas is?
Your
minimum is $10.
I give somebody $10, $15.
Shot, what's your minimum bit, dog?
$10, $15.
Yeah,
y'all
contrary
lying.
To what Jessica say, you know why?
Y'all lying.
No, I'm for real. You know why?
Why?
Because the next time I call Larry for a ride, you know how quick he gonna get there.
You right.
I come
on, wait. Y'all lying. My minimum is. I would say my minimum is $10 too, because gas is high, and you know it's just common courtesy. Like $5 is back in the day. Everything has been inflated. You know what I mean? So your minimum gas money should be inflated. Now to Jessica's point, now if I'm going and I offer you to come, hey big dog, you want to ride with me down here? Then no, I don't think you should offer nothing. But if you just hey you going down the street, can I ride with you? You should make an offer. Bro, let me put 10 on that. Then I got the right to say no a year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. To deny it. But right. You should definitely offer. Anytime you say, hey, bro, let me ride, or hey, can I get a ride? You should be offering.
Even if they're going to that place.
I don't care. You should be offering.
Even if they're going to that
place. You soaking up my AC. I could have rolled
really?
Along.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, you soaking. That's common courtesy.
Wow.
704-227-8780.
Y'all gotta do that with me.
704-227-8780. Common courtesy, man. What is your minimum amount of gas money? Like the starting point. What is your starting point of gas money?
I'm rude then.
Who got some snaps on the pet truck?
704-227-8780. You mad out the question of the morning. Yeah, it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We Family Wednesday. We are live up in it. And when I say ain't no family like this family, I promise you, ain't no family like the Chick-fil-A family. Ain't no family like the Chick-fil-A family. And I say that because we got this amazing story into the Madhouse this morning. And we said we got to do this for We Family Wednesday because it ain't no family like the Chick-fil-A family. And we know everybody out there got a feel-good Chick-fil-A story for the most part. Tell them what happened, Ms. Jessica.
All right. So, you know, you're going through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. It's almost like Disneyland. It's like the happiest place on earth.
Definitely.
It really is.
All right.
My pleasure.
It's like, ooh, let's go to Chick-fil-A to go through the drive-thru.
It is amazing.
So there was Brian Hall of Houston. He did not expect to get a flat tire in the drive-thru. But what happened, he definitely didn't expect. The Chick-fil-A employees actually helped him change his tire in the drive-thru.
Listen, you got to say that. So let me put it in the mind frame. So you going about your busy day. You stop by. Let me grab something to eat from Chick-fil-A right quick. You pull up at the Chick-fil-A, your tire flat. You don't call your homeboys. You don't call your homegirl. You don't call none of your coworkers. Because the Chick-fil-A family, they already working a job. But they come out and help you change the tire in the drive-thru. This ain't number God right
and
here.
And they probably said, is there anything else you would like with your homeboy?
Well, not only did they do that, they bought him his food out after he after they replaced his tire. It was new. Of course, it was fresh. It was hot. And then they put two cookies in the bag for free. They gave that man two cookies. They gave that man two Chick-fil-A cookies for free. Have y'all ever had hot, fresh Chick-fil-A cookies?
But you don't understand. I don't think people
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, Larry. Hold on 1 second. What did you just say, Burke?
I've never had a cookie from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you stupid. He's stupid. He's stupid. I ain't nothing cookie. To say, but he's stupid.
Oh,
I
ain't got a, my, he had a cookie. You've never had a
Chick-fil-A cookie. I'm not a cookie cookie. Person like that.
But still, though, it's just
a Chick-fil-A cookie. It's just, not just a cookie.
Yeah, it's just certain things you got to have in your life, and it's a Chick-fil-A cookie is one of them.
Okay. And these people gave him not one, but two. Free Chick-fil-A cookies.
So let me get this right. So listen, so he had already ordered his food. His tie went flat, right? He ordered his food, his tie went flat. They came out, changed the tie, and then exchanged the food. They gave him new food, so his food would still be hot. Plus, put two cookies in there.
I love Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A.
Ain't no family like the Chick-fil-A family.
I don't care nothing about their controversial remarks. Once they say my pleasure, that's it. You forget about everything.
So this morning, Madhouse Nation, we want y'all to call in with your best Chick-fil-A store. With your best Chick-fil-A store. Because it ain't no family like the Chick-fil-A family. And all while they changed the title, they probably said, my pleasure.
I love it. Love going. What'd you say, Sean? If you're having a bad day,
go to the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A.
But here go the other thing. They had their own hydraulic jack. You know how speedy that is when you use a hydraulic jack? Man, these people are...
They just had one sitting by the Diet Lemonade?
Yeah, I guess so. They had one in the back in the manager's office. Let me go and grab the hydraulic jack back there. These ain't nothing but Jesus' disciples right here. I'm trying to tell you. 570-WPEG, Madhouse Nation, We Family Wednesday. Call in with your best Chick-fil-A story.
No limit. Yeah, we are you. We got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
No limit, Larry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Good morning, Madhouse. We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. High today is going to be right near 82, 68 degrees right now. You're at the house. And guess, ain't no family like the Chick-fil-A family. Go ahead, Jess. Tell them what happened at Chick-fil-A.
All right. So a guy was going through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A when he got a flat tire. Chick-fil-A workers actually stopped, came out, and helped this man change his tire in the drive-thru. Not only did they do that, but after they finished, they brought out his food. It was hot and it was fresh, and they put two cookies in there for free.
You got to call in with your best Chick-fil-A story this morning. Good morning.
I don't have an actual Chick-fil-A story, but it's about Chick-fil-A. I work in a grocery store, and one of my regular customers that comes in the store comes through my line, and her daughter, I think it is, works at Chick-fil-A, but every time she comes through my line, she drops me off two cards to get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich or a free 8-piece nugget.
Oh, that's what's up. Look at how that she's spreading God's work out there. Chick-fil-A workers doing God's work. Look at that. You better go on in there and get you some chicken from the Last Supper.
And I did yesterday, boo.
Got to love it, man. You got to love it, what they out here doing. My pleasure. Good morning.
I pulled up one morning after work. You ready to use my debit card? My direct deposit hadn't hit. I'm looking crazy. She said, you know, it's on us.
What? Bless.
You have a blessed day.
What? You should have went. You should have went back and paid for somebody else's meal when your debit did hit.
Right.
You
see?
Right.
And I did.
Okay, man. There you go.
See.
Look at God.
Chick-fil-A made you do it.
You know what I mean? This is God's work.
It's on God now.
I'm telling you, this is God's work.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Paul 98. Good morning. Your best Chick-fil-A store.
I went to a Chick-fil-A and I went through the drive-through. I saw the manager standing outside, talking to three young boys who were cursing and clowning and acting crazy. So the manager was trying to plead with them, just leave, and everything will be okay. I parked my car. I said, let me see if I can help. I walked up, and by that time, somebody inside had called the police. So I said, let me talk to y'all over here. And I brought the boys down. I was like, get y'all to your home. Go home before they call the police. So they started to walk off. The police came. I said, you know what? They're leaving. Everything is fine. So they went on home. I went inside. They comped my entire meal. The manager came out and shook my hand. The staff members came out and shook my hand. I said, this isn't necessary. Not necessary.
So you got a free meal for being nosy?
For being nosy and being the black lady police.
Ain't nothing like the black lady police.
The black lady police.
Thank you for your service.
No worries.
You're supposed to say my pleasure. Yeah, you're supposed to say my pleasure. You got to keep it going. My pleasure.
Do right by Chick-fil-A now.
You can't do them wrong. Coming up, man, we got more of your stories from Chick-fil-A. It's my pleasure. It's Power 98. Talking about the best family ever. Chick-fil-A is the best family ever. Coming out of Tennessee, somebody broke down in the drive-thru. Coming out of Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. Tennessee, the dude was in Houston.
They broke down in the drive-thru.
Great job, guys. Great job, guys.
broke down in the drive-thru. They changed his tire in the drive-thru.
The man from Houston, Tennessee, said.
He was from Texas, Tennessee.
Chick-fil-A, the best family ever, helping the man change his tire in the drive-thru. So we told y'all to call in with your best Chick-fil-A story. Good morning.
All right. So one day I was going through the line and my car began to run hot. So I decided to go in, just pull over and go in and pay for my food. So when I got in there, they were telling me, you know, I was just letting them know I had to get jumped out the line. You know, this is my order. You know, I'm willing to pay. They just handed me my food and said it's on us.
My pleasure.
So I was just... Yes, I was very grateful.
Why is handing out free food at Chick-fil-A?
I need to go in there with a story because I like Chick-fil-A.
Right. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to walk in with a limp. You think they're giving me something?
No purpose. See, now you just in there playing with the people.
I ain't playing with nobody. I'm serious.
See, these people really had real things happen to them. They just, in Chick-fil-A, was just, you know, because they're so godly and giving.
Remember that
just,
movie, Usual Suspects?
Yes.
And he was walking with a limp. For the whole movie, everybody believed him.
Yeah.
And he got everything he wanted. And then he walked out in a free man.
Paul Dottier, good morning.
Most definitely. I love Chick-fil-A anyway, but I went there one day and I got my order. You know, they always get your order right. Well, when I was leaving, we forgot one bag. I was at the University of location. I got all the way to the light. This guy chased me to my car to give me my bag.
All the way? He followed you from University all the way to the light?
Yeah,
and
I was
foot?
All the way out. I didn't even realize I left a bag. He chased me all the way out to give me the bag.
On foot?
On foot.
You should have gave him a hug and a kiss.
I wanted to, but he ran right back. He said, my pleasure, ran right back to the show.
My pleasure. Whole story is up on the web, Shark.
Yes, at power98fm.com.
Also, Instagram as well.
Yes, sir. Instagram, IGTV. We hot on IGTV. We doing numbers.
We doing numbers. All right, there it is. Thank you, DJ Shark.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.